Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1470. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doyev Ben Rabar and Zisel. The Nishmas Blima Bas Ram Moshe and the Rafu Shalema Rafal Avraham Nisanel Ben Mashaliba. Getting back to the halachas of Kippel Begadim, folding garments on Shabbos. Okay, we're trying to finish up a few more odds and ends here and there, and then we hope to move on to the next set of halachas. Bezras Hashem from the Sefer Klalim a little bit, and so on, from items which people could talk about on Shabbos, not talk about, read, and so on. Try and get a little bit into that. So an interesting question brings down the Sefer Nishma Shabbos. We've been going through some of the interesting shilas from the Sefer Nishma Shabbos. Like we said, various different Sfarim have various different interesting shilas. So he brings out on page Shin Ayin Ches in our Simon, which is Shin Beis, Simon Reish Lamed Ches is a shilas. So he says somebody takes off their talus cotton, right? They take off their small talus, not the talus gadol, the talus cotton at night. A person goes to sleep. Some people have a minig. They wear it the whole night. Okay, we're not going to get into all those halachas, but right now, but some people, you take off the talus cotton. Could I fold it up nicely, right? Or do I have to throw it down on the chair or whatever, you know? Or is there a way of folding it up? So he says, first and foremost, he says, interesting, that if it's a new talus cotton and it was never washed yet, a person never washed their talus cotton, some people wear a new talus cotton for a while and they don't wash it so fast, right? It takes time till it gets dirty, whatever the case is. So then he says, for sure, talus cotton chadosha shadayin loy niskapsa meyolim is pashat shemot. He said, that for sure is no problem for a person to fold it up. And again, a person is doing it so that it doesn't get all wrinkled up. Otherwise, they put it on in the morning and it looks really bad, even though you're wearing it under your shirt usually. But still, the person wants to, doesn't want it to get all wrinkled up. So he says that would be fine. He says, first of all, you have it's a beged chadash, it's a new garment, we said, which was one of the conditions. It wasn't cleaned yet, which is another one of the conditions. A person is not doing it, it's a tzarech Shabbos type thing, right? Because I'm going to wear it in the morning. I'm not doing it for Sunday, right? I'm doing it, I go to sleep at night, I'm going to put it on in the morning. It should look nice Shabbos, right? So I'm putting it on, I'm doing it for Shabbos. And the question of, do I have another one? I don't have to bedafka go put on the other one. This is the one I'm wearing. I don't have another one, whatever. It's only one person. It's not two people. So the mice are pretty much a person fulfills the various different conditions. And he says that in that case, that a muta afla nichal kipulei rishon, in a rishonim, if it's mamish new, person never cleaned it yet, so lemaisa, they fulfill the conditions. They could fold it even on the line. But the question was, if a person already washed it, so then that's already problematic. I already washed the talus cotton, whatever, the line's still there, but that's already, you lost that condition. So before the person washed it, so you have those conditions. One person, right, you don't have what to change, that's your talus cotton that you're wearing, you don't have to change over, it's still covered Shabbos. You have the conditions. But once you already washed it, he says, so that's already a little bit more of a problem. But in such a case, still the person would be able, when they take it off, to fold it, but just not on the line, just to fold it, it shouldn't get all wrinkled up, it shouldn't look like a shmata, as they say. They fold it up nicely, put it down in the chair, whatever the case is, so that would also be fine, not folding it on the lines. Especially, he says, there's muta rakashaye, so then he says, muta rakashaye shloi kipulevu, kipulim vahu kipule shalai bimkaim. In other words, it has still the lines or whatever the case is, but you're folding it not on the lines, right? Like the talus gadol. I mean, a little bit different with the talus gadol, but over here, yeah. And of course, I need it for Shabbos. Over here, there's no question of by the talus gadol. It could be possibly a chana. It's for the week, whatever. Or it's for next Shabbos. Over here, I'm putting it. I'm folding it up nicely, so I'll have it for tomorrow morning. So just don't fold it on the lines, according to those shittas who say that would be fine. So he said, right, he said, then he says, he wants to say even possibly muta afilu kisha'ein loy shum kipulim. So there's yesh lahakal on that, that shouldn't be a problem to do, as long as, again, a person's going to continue wearing it, and they're doing it just not to wrinkle, they're not doing it for Sunday, Monday, whatever the case might be. So in general, to go with the conditions, like we've said, whether it's brand new or whether it's even a little bit washed out, that shouldn't be a major problem, just being careful not to fold it on the lines. Okay, we'll talk a little bit about paper, folding paper, upcoming shiurim, just real quickly to get started. in reference to, there's various different situations in reference to paper, but just stam a bend in paper, like we spoke about a short while ago, in reference to a page, not to bend a page from a shul's sefer, but a person has their own sefer, they want to bend the top of the page. We said last time, I want you to be careful not to make a mark indentation, you know, if they're to know where they're up to, or if there's a mistake, or whatever, but just to bend the top of the page in general, that's fine. The problem is making surahs, like if somebody makes like an airplane or these type of things out of paper, bending the piece of paper into an airplane or a boat or whatever, so that's already problematic. That's running into questions of boina, kaisev, whatever the case is, building or writing or however it is, but we're not going to get into all those halachas. Of course, we've discussed all those halachas in the past. But just stam a bend on the top of a page, if one has to, that will be fine. But we'll see next year, try and finish up. We'll try and get into it, actually. Sometimes it could be a problem in certain instances, but to just stam like this, a person in a sefer, or a lahavdil in a book, or whatever, and they want to just bend the top of the page. So in general, that is not a problem. Of course, you want to be careful not to tear it or whatever, but that goes without saying. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.